BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning. Now, I remember last week I was saying that one of my friends, who is 23 now, texted me saying, "Oh my God, Scott, have you heard this new song? It's called Somebody That I Used to Know by Gautier." And I was like, yep. It's been out about, well, more than 6 months, and it's been number one for about 5 weeks. He's like, "Really? I've only just heard it." He's the most out-of-touch 23-year-old I know. Morning, Claire.
Morning, Scott.
Where are you, please?
London.
What are you doing?
Just sort of lying in bed talking to you, really.
Okay.
That's a bit wrong.
Just trying to get an idea of what you've been doing today. Eating anything? Drunk anything?
Maybe a cheeky green tea.
Oh, I can't get on with green tea, me.
No, why not?
Just Ming, isn't it?
No, this one's got lemon in it. I think it makes it a bit nicer.
No, the thing is, you pretend to like it because you think you're being healthy, but you don't like it, really.
I think you're leaving... I think you're leaving the bag in too long, Scott.
Am I?
Yeah, it can turn.
I've tried all sorts. Green
just
tea with
dunk,
jasmine.
Out.
Green tea with... green tea with... Still doesn't work
to be honest,
for me.
It's just because my housemates were away and I've nicked hers because I've not got any milk in, so...
Right, okay, so you would have had a normal tea.
Yeah, proper builder's tea.
Just talking about people that are quite out of touch for their age. Go on, what's your story? You text me.
I break up with someone because they didn't know who Adele was.
So they didn't know who Adele was?
They didn't know who Adele was. I'd never seen her, never heard of her, didn't know any of the songs. And, yeah, I couldn't get past it.
Was this recent?
Yeah, it's like Christmas time.
And let's be honest.
Someone at Christmas. I left it a few weeks.
Adele was way famous then, let's be honest.
Yeah, she's everywhere. Yeah, because it was the Royal Albert Hall gig that she did. We were watching it on the telly because me and my housemate were there and we were looking out for ourselves. And yeah, he was just like, who is this? And we just thought he was joking, but he really, really wasn't.
So you're watching the Royal Albert Hall gig because you thought you might see yourself, which you never did.
Yeah. Well, no.
No.
We were more worried that more than anything else, but we were doing some dodgy granny dancing to Rolling in the Deep, I think.
I've done that before, though, at gigs. I'm like, I'm going to watch it on TV because I might see myself. And the chances are slim, aren't they?
Yeah, it was pretty, yeah. But we were sitting next to a footballer, and so we thought they might have put the camera on him, but they didn't, luckily, because, yeah, Rolling in the Deep moves are a bit off, probably.
It's like when me and Becky, because we're cool, went to an audience with Barry Manilow, and we were sat behind Dev off Coronation Street, and we thought, yeah, we'll blatantly be on. And we were!
Next to, what's his face, from Gavin and Stacey, the dad.
Larry Lamb.
Yeah.
Mick.
I think you win.
So we don't, because we were dancing to Copacabana.
I can understand, but it's quite extreme to dump it. There must have been other things, or was that the only reason why you binned him off?
I just saw him in a completely different light after that. I don't know why it's not okay, but it isn't, because, you know, I'd say to my friends beforehand, you know, they'd say to me, "Oh, how's it going with him? Is everything going away?" And I'd be like, yeah, it's everything's going all right. And then after that, I would kind of be like, he doesn't know who Adele is. And people would probably a little fart face, you know, like, ooh.
I agree with you. I think it's a deal breaker.
How can you agree with that? It's so out of order.
Why?
She's dumping someone because she doesn't...
Biggest pop star in the world.
Yeah.
It's just... Yeah. It's like, if
more
you don't know that, then what else don't you know?
Yeah, more people would know who Adele was and who the Prime Minister was.
Fact.
Yeah, but you don't split up with someone because they don't know the Prime Minister, do you?
Yes, you do. You do?
I don't know if this changes your mind, Chris, but he didn't know who Kirsty Allsop was off of Location, Location, Location.
That's ridiculous.
I don't know.
She's even more famous than Adele.
I like the way of all the people you were testing him on. He's like, right, do you know...
Did you have a list of people?
A's. Next
no,
on the list
think,
of A's.
I think I probably should now, like, on a first date, like, have a little checklist. So if you've got any ideas for who I can have on that, then, yeah, let me know.
I don't think... I'm a little bit concerned by Chris's spoons face, because I don't think he knows who Kirsty Allsop is either.
Get her up on the Google.
But you won't go out with someone who doesn't know who Kirsty Allsop is. That's what you're saying.
No, it was more just like the fact that I was a bit concerned about where we'd been for like the last sort of
exactly.
5 years to not know who these people were.
I agree. Do you want me to Google Kirsty Allsop for you?
Yeah, go on then.
She does all them location programmes and now suddenly she's decided she's into arts and crafts.
Did you know Phil Spencer or not?
I don't know, but I saw him on the tube the other day.
Okay, good.
I don't think I've ever seen him before in my life.
You've never seen Kirsty Allsop? What are you on about? How old are you, 25?
I reckon if you turned on a Channel 4 programme, you've probably got like a 1 in 3 chance of her being on the telly.
Yeah, I mean, she's always on. If it's not her, it's Adele. Right, good to speak to you, Claire.
Yeah, you too.
Have a good day. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
If you are missing, oh, we need the harp sound effects, because otherwise people will think it's not...
Let me just get mine out. Hang on.
It's one you've heard before, you see, and some people have to, at this time of the morning, be hit over the head with that fact, because we will still get texts from you going, I've heard this before. Don't be confused, everybody. We're playing the best of Tap End this week for people that maybe have missed it and haven't had it in their life before. Or if you did enjoy it and you're waiting for season two, to listen and enjoy again. So 24 Years at the Tap End is my friend Chris here's autobiography, the random stories from his life. And it's called 24 Years at the Tap End because for 24 years of his life, i.e. until recently, he didn't realise that you didn't have to sit at the tap end in the bath. You can sit at the other end, and generally, it's a lot more comfy. Oh, I hate that word. So, let's go back in time. Oh, no, everything's going blurry. Oh, I'm going back in time. Oh, we've heard this one before.
I thought we'd go to the 10th year at the tap end today, if you're keen.
Keen. Set the scene as to what you were like in the 10th year at the tap end.
Well, 10th year was year 5, back in my primary school at Cannon Lane in Pinner.
Yeah.
So I was just doing my thing, as it any year 5 would do.
Were you good at school?
I was, yeah. Generally, I was good. I never really got in massive trouble. Had the odd sort of scuffles with the law, but nothing major.
The odd scuffle with the law?
That sounds quite major to me.
Yeah, I don't mean law, I just mean teachers. Generally, I was quite good.
I was really good at school. I was a proper geek. And then I just couldn't be bothered for the last 2 years.
Well, year 5 and year 6?
Yeah. And then that's when the hedgehog thing happened.
Oh, yes.
I don't want to go back through that again because I am seeing somebody about that and it's painful to talk about. Anyway, I'm not proud. It's time for Tap End, starting now. Let's go.
Ready?
Ready. Ready.
Towards the end of year 5, school got a lot more relaxed. Teachers had their eyes set on the summer holidays, with most lesson plans revolving around watching videos or making posters for any given subject. To be fair, there was a lot to make posters for this year, including an event we had spent the last 8 weeks learning country dancing for in PE. I remember having an argument with my teacher that country dancing shouldn't count as PE, but she insisted we did it.
I used to hate country dancing.
Did you do it as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did it. I just thought it was a Somerset thing.
No,
like
it was always on.
Thing.
No, we were doing it.
Prancing about like idiots.
You had to do that. You had to kind of dance round people.
Yeah, and dozy, do your partners.
That was it, yeah.
Like, when is that ever going to come in useful in your life? Ever?
Well, if you need to get around someone in the pavement who's blocking your way or not walking fast enough, you can dozy-do them quickly.
Okay, I'll have that.
We were to perform our country dancing skills at an upper school assembly scheduled for towards the end of the year. We also had our sports day and our school fair on the way, both events deemed worthy of creating posters for. Country dancing was massively long. Generally, the lads were reluctant to hold girls' hands during all the routines, and the songs were awful.
So have you got some of the songs?
I've managed to find some of these songs that,
was that
we used
because
to,
you,
to listen to.
Did you remember them, or did you actually have them in your collection?
No, you just sort of Google country dancing and eventually you come across them.
All right, here it is then.
On the ring. Swing in the middle. Circle 6.
This isn't from your school, I take it.
No, I don't know this guy.
Right.
To your corner. Do-si-do. Do-si-do your partner.
As I say, once again, you live in northwest London. What is the point?
Yeah.
You could have done some, like, kind of street dance or something.
But he shouts out stuff. Well, no, this was way before diversity and stuff like that. And people, you know, dance troops on Britain's Got Talent. This
yeah,
is
but
what
there, was
we
still,
did.
There was still street dancing then.
Was there?
Yeah. It did exist before Britain's Got Talent, I understand, in places like America.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
So there's a bloke in the middle who just sort of shouts words like do-si-do and circle of six.
Do-si-do your partner.
There he is.
Yeah. I can't remember what a do-si-do is.
You have to like, fold your arms, innit? And then kind of go round the other person.
Don't you, like, go round their back?
What, back it up?
No, not...
Not a Tonka truck, no.
No, not Pitbull. You go round, like... Oh, I've got no idea.
I know the one you mean, the one where you fold your arms like that.
That's what I just said.
And then it's like round the person and back.
Yeah.
Grand chain. All the way.
What's a grand chain?
Yeah, I don't know.
First couple, dance down. Give them a clap.
Oh, they're doing the arches at this point with their hands.
Yes, probably.
And back. Cast. Right and left through.
The only time I've ever seen that since is at bad weddings.
Yeah. You never see it in nightclubs, do you?
No.
Would you not be tempted to do this on your next gig?
No. Oh, let's go down Oceania tonight. I fancy doing the dozy do. It doesn't happen, does it?
It doesn't, but it should. Everyone knows the skills. One PE lesson, me and my mates all claimed we had forgotten to bring our PE kit in. We hid them in the bushes outside our classroom huts. But the teacher clocked our plan and threatened us with a PE lesson where we would just have to wear vest and pants.
Oh, the old classic.
None of us were keen on this, so collected our PE kits from outside for some more country dancing.
Did anyone actually have to ever do PE in vest and pants?
I don't think so, it was just an empty threat.
I did.
Did you?
I once had to do vest and pants,
wasn't
yeah.
Wasn't there a spare kit box where you had to wear, like...
There was, but I think in the earlier years... I did have to do vest and pants.
Because I'm sure you could say that you could take them to some court of appeal and say that that was against your human rights.
You could now. You could now, but human rights weren't on when we were at school.
Yeah, in year 4 and 5, human rights weren't that important to me.
It's the same as health and safety. It's gone crazy, in my opinion. No one cared about our safety.
The world's gone mad. To be fair, the concert 8 weeks later was a good laugh. The hall was packed with parents. It was a lively atmosphere, and it was relatively successful. It was a generally flawless performance from me, apart from the bit where I got a bit excited during one move. I had to swing my partner round and round, and accidentally swung Jessica a bit too hard, let go, and watched her stack it into the crowd. The tears weren't ideal, but definitely didn't ruin my moment of glory.
Was she all right?
She was fine, yeah. I think her pride was dented more than anything. Apart from anything, the lads were quite impressed with that move at the concert, as they thought I had done it on purpose. I hadn't, but all the same, it earned me a few Year 5 lad points. This year was the middle ground between me hating girls and saying I was never going to get married to me actually quite liking a couple of the girls. Kiss chase was a regular playground sport, and I've got to be honest, every now and then I would slow down when on the run to allow the girl I quite liked to catch me.
What, like it was in, what, in slow motion off of films?
Yeah, so even though everyone's running away, the name
you
of the game is to get kissed.
You can't do that subtly, though, can you?
Well, sort of slowly
jog
down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it probably looked a bit silly, to be honest, didn't it? It was a game that was big back in my primary school at Cannon Lane, but one of those that after primary school never gets played. It's one of those games that, given the right funding and support, could have become an Olympic sport.
What, kiss chase?
Yeah, think about it. That would be epic.
And here comes up Chris Stark now for the 100-metre kiss chase.
What, and then, great. What, set him off like a hare at the
traps.
Dog race?
Yes,
and then all
idea.
The girls come out afterwards trying to get him?
Or the
how
girl...
How does it work? I can't work it
or
out.
Or the girl could be the hare, so she's released.
No, that's just weird.
Come out of the traps.
Run!
Another event deemed poster-worthy was the forthcoming sports day at my school. Our middle school was split into 4 teams, 4 different colours based on the 4 different houses. We used to have houses at our school, named after people I didn't know. I was in Turner, who I have since learned was an artist. I've heard that some schools have banned sports day now, or create events where no one can be deemed to have lost, but in my sports day it was all about the competition.
Yeah, and I was always the loser.
Nothing wrong with that.
Were there any sports that you were good at?
Yes, long jump, but only as a fluke.
Oh, I didn't like that. I used to find all sorts of stuff in that sandpit.
Yeah, but I was the person that never got picked. And then they were like, oh, God, I suppose you've got Scott Mills. Oof, last one. And then I was surprisingly good. And I was the king of long jump for that whole hour lesson. And then I tried to do it again 2 weeks later. Couldn't do it. It was just a fluke. But I felt like an amazing... I was never good at sports. So I was like, yes, I'm the king.
Yeah, good on you.
Thanks.
There's nothing wrong with losing. I've been a loser for much of my life. As a Watford fan, I'm used to losing on a weekly basis. But I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Sports days should be all about competition. I was entered in the 100-metre sprint and a proper old-school egg and spoon race. I knew I was going to be racing Andrew Robinson from another class in the 100 metres, and he was well quick.
but I was looking forward to giving him a good challenge. Sports day was well exciting. The entire school lined up next to the track, which was drawn out on the grass on the field. My little brother was in the crowd. I was really hyped. The egg and spoon race was first and was a good laugh. It's not really a serious event, though.
No, really?
There's always at least one joker, in this case Harry Ganesh, who'd put a sneaky thumb on it. On the egg, I mean.
Oh.
So he was running with thumb on egg on spoon.
Oh, cheating. Right. I was like, if you're going to draw anything on an egg, draw a face. Why are you drawing a thumb on it?
Or, a, you know.
Do you do that?
What?
Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Why would you draw that on an egg?
Who hasn't done that?
On the egg?
Yeah, it just makes breakfast time more exciting.
Oh, what? You don't really.
See if you draw boobs on two eggs.
Just like I have done. Just being honest. I thought everyone had done that.
No!
This is a revelation.
Oh my God, I hate to think what your egg cup is.
Teachers would shout, but they were largely powerless. I came a respectable third. The 100 metres, though, I took seriously. I lined up at the start. Andrew was a couple of lanes to the side. The starter gun went off and we all went for it. Everyone watching on the sides was cheering. Everyone in yellow from Turner House were cheering for me. It was a great feeling. Me and Andrew were ahead of the others. I was flying and I just edged ahead. We crashed through the finish line and a mum helping out came up and handed me the second place rosette. Andrew was given the first. It wasn't right. I could have sworn I was first. I didn't moan, though. I accepted second, but have always secretly wanted a rematch. It's probably a million to one chance, but if you're reading this, Andrew Robinson, and are keen on a rematch, get in touch.
Do you really think you were robbed, or is this just you being Chris and thinking that, I want a rematch, mate?
No, no, no.
I could beat him this time.
I don't want to be a bad sport, but I honestly thought I honestly thought I won that. And the people who were judging it were just mums on the finish line. They weren't standing on the side of the line watching it.
So you truly believe that you won and Andrew was second?
Yeah.
To this day?
Yeah, I do. I do.
All right, well, Andrew, if you're listening or reading the book when it comes out, then do get in touch. Let's put it to the test. And me and Becky can be the mums on the side.
That's a good idea. Maybe we can do outside work.
Yeah.
It's a shame that you learn all these sports day events at a young age, but then after primary school, you never compete in them again. There's loads of stuff that post-primary school could have been competed for in the Olympics later this year. Our country would smash the sack race or the egg and spoon this year if the Olympic organisers had thought about it. Easy golds. And I could have become an Olympic champion had life given me the chance. And there we go.
That's very good.
I just think our country misses a trick. Do you know what I mean? Because our whole generation of youth have been brought up on sports day events.
Mm.
So why don't we do them? In the Olympics.
Because I doubt they have egg and spoon in, like, Japan. So, therefore, we've got an advantage.
Exactly.
See what you mean?
So, when we're hosting them, we should be thinking egg and spoon, sack race, throwing beanbags.
Three-legged race?
Three-legged race.
Yeah, we'd ace that, wouldn't we?
Yeah. But we could have, in this studio here, a GB team, a successful GB team.
Well, she's got tug-of-war sorted.
Yeah.
I could do long jump. Well, no, actually, that's not right, is it? Because they're already on. Right, let's just leave.
Oh, my God, so you're... Is it too late to enter you, or are you saying...
I'm sorry?
You're saying you could do long jump? Then go for it.
No, forget that. Let's stick to egg and spoon. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Chris has got some sleaze this morning. That seems to be his new role. What he does is goes through the papers and reads it out.
Well, I've given it a go anyway. I mean, I'm not the best at this, but...
What have you got?
I do try.
One Direction news?
Yeah, fancy a swift one, I've got as the headline here. Apparently One Direction have been mucking around on a boat, and apparently Taylor Swift might fancy Harry Styles. He follows her on Twitter.
Awesome.
I love those boat pictures of 1D. I think they're in all the papers today.
Yeah, I mean, they are everywhere. They're all over Twitter, all over Facebook.
There's a lot of topless action.
Yeah.
Although, I was thinking, and this is, like... Well, controversial, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Okay, stop the music.
I don't think Harry Styles looks that good with wet hair. I know it's bad, I know it's bad.
No, just hang on a second, let's have a little silence there to think about what you said.
No, I just... Okay, I'm backtracking now, but I just think he looks better with... You know, some people don't really suit wet hair.
Here's the thing, I totally agree with you, because it's all in the luscious curls and locks.
Yes, and the volume, and like, how bouncy it is. And like, when it's flat and wet, it's like, oh,
some
boy.
People look way hotter with wet hair.
Agreed.
I am one of them.
Really? See,
yes.
I'm not saying I look hot now, but I look even worse with wet hair.
No, slick my hair down, baby, and I am good to go.
I think we should put this to the test.
No, I'm not showing my hair wet.
I do, I look better with wet hair. Because you can just, because all the kind of wavy bits that I have, they just disappear. And if, like, imagine if we were together in a pool now.
Yeah.
And I'm underwater, James Bond. Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, oh my god, Scott, I never realised. I've only ever seen you at work with normal dry hair.
That. But it's not working for Harry Styles.
No, it's not. You see, Louis looks good with wet hair.
Yep.
Harry.
Not so much. Also, what's this about Niall?
Oh, spitting out his Vegemite?
Yeah.
They made them taste like loads of Australian food on an Australian breakfast show on TV, and he hated Vegemite so much that he just spat it straight back out again.
Oh, that's why there's a tweet from Harry Styles this morning saying Vegemite.
Because all the others got, like, really good ones, like Tim Tams and kind of Caramello, the little chocolate koala things.
Yeah.
But he got Vegemite, so he wasn't happy.
I don't know much about One Direction myself. Is this really controversial that he doesn't like Vegemite?
Well, not particularly.
In Australia?
It's like the Australian, like, national food.
Oh, right.
It's their thing.
But also, spitting stuff out on TV is never a good look.
They need to have a pavlova.
What was it you said yesterday? A croissant?
A croissant and a pavlova. Also, I do apologise because I know lots of Australian listeners do get our podcast, and a few of them have been saying that pavlovas are really not on in Australia.
The only reason you say it is...
because it sounds good in Australian. I know Australian isn't a language. I know it's an accent. Have a pavlova! And I read somewhere that pavlovas were like the national dish. That's what you have for your pudding after your main course. Apparently, according to some Aussies that have been on, it really isn't.
Other things that don't look good with wet hair, Keith Lemon and koalas.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Yes, I found some fart powder for 65p. Anyway, I'll do my online shopping later. Now it's time for Oh, What's Occurring? Your chance to rack up some Scott Mills points. Have you got enough for the speedboat yet? Or maybe even the spice rack? If not, then here's your chance to win big. Who is the greatest Canadian ever, do you think? I mean, there's so many to choose from.
I think it's Cindy Klarsen, who's their, like, Olympic speed skater. She's won, like, 6 Olympic medals. That is good.
OK, so you're saying Cindy Klarsen?
Yep.
I'm going to go for Frederick Banting, the Nobel Prize winner who discovered insulin, of course.
Oh, I forgot about him. Oh, I should have gone with him.
So many famous Canadians, it would be hard to choose. But what about Stupid Street? Who do they think is the greatest Canadian ever? You can have 10 Scott Mills points for anyone you get right. Are you sticking with your answers?
Yeah, it's got to be Banting.
Okay, to keep it fair, I'll go with Cindy Klarsen. Although, I don't know. Michael Bublé and Cindy. Can I have two guesses? I'm going to say Michael Bublé and Cindy Klarsen.
Okay. Just because, remember what street we're on?
Yeah.
Sticking with yours, yeah, Chris?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Banting, yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Let me know who you think is the greatest Canadian. If you get it right, there's 10 Scott Mills points. Let's venture onto Stupid Street. This is the actual Canadian national anthem, by the way. Oh, Canada.
Blame Canada.
No, that's... We can't... No, we're not playing that. That is an awesome song, though, off South Park. Oh, Canada.
Who do you think is the greatest Canadian to have ever lived?
Justin Bieber. Definitely Justin Bieber.
What is it about Justin Bieber that you like so much?
It's just amazing, really.
Really cute.
What's his name? The cycling guy. Vince Armstrong?
Who do you think is the greatest ever Canadian?
Justin Bieber!
Justin Bieber!
Chris Jericho.
Why Chris Jericho?
Because I'm a fan of wrestling.
Can you think of any other Canadians?
I only know wrestlers, Canadian wrestlers. Bret Hart.
Justin Bieber, Justin Bieber,
I'm going to say Justin Bieber.
Michael Bublé.
Yes.
Who do you think is the greatest Canadian to have ever lived?
Is Ryan Reynolds Canadian? He's Canadian, isn't he?
Justin Bieber. Or Jim Carrey. He's Canadian.
Yeah,
or Mike Myers.
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber?
What's your Canadian friend called?
Her name's Holly Brown. I'd say she's my favourite.
I'm really sorry, but I don't really know much about Canadians. So. The only person that's, well, my friend is Canadian. She told me that the president or prime minister is Stephen Harper. Maybe?
I'm personally going to say Michael Bublé is my favourite Canadian.
Why do you like Michael Bublé?
He's amazing. His talent and music is phenomenal. Justin Bieber, obviously.
Justin Bieber. He's my hero.
Who do you think is the greatest Canadian to have ever lived?
Celine Dion?
I really don't know. I say the same answer? That sounds really bad because I've actually lived in Toronto for like 3 months. This is awful. Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and say Celine Dion.
So she lived in Toronto and she thinks the greatest Canadian ever, ever, is Celine Dion. Few points here. Lance Armstrong, I think he said Vince Armstrong. Whichever one you meant, they're not Canadian. Your friends don't count. You can't say, my friend Tracy, she's Canadian. That doesn't count. Bonus points, though, for knowing the Canadian Prime Minister. I wouldn't have known that. Do you know who my absolute favourite Prime Minister is at the moment?
Who?
The one off Australia. Julia Gillard.
Why?
Because she doesn't look like a Prime Minister. She just looks like she's going to a meeting.
Didn't she come from Barry Island?
I think she is from Barry. Yeah. But she's just a woman in an 80s power suit. And I'm like, seriously, you run the country? G'day! I'm a Prime Minister! Is that bad, saying that? She just doesn't... There's a certain way that you should look when you're a Prime Minister, and I just don't think she's got it. Sorry, my personal opinion.
What, you wanted to dress like Barack Obama?
I don't know. I just think... I don't know.
I love it that you're suddenly now an authority on female political fashion.
She just looks like she works in sales.
Political fashion.
I'd love... What should she wear?
I don't know. She just needs to... I don't know what it is.
And why does what she wear actually matter?
When I was in Australia, I was like, are you serious? She's the Prime Minister. I don't know why. Anyway, Justin Bieber was by far the most popular answer there. Mike Myers was also in there, but Michael Bublé was in there, so you get 10 points.
We forgot about Bryan Adams.
Of course. He's way better than Celine.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can't believe no one said Avril Lavigne is greatest Canadian ever. Or Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh, what's the curtain?
She's number one. Do you know what I like doing? I like calling people with song lyrics and seeing how long it takes for them to realise that that's what I'm doing. I did it last week with the classic Copacabana off of Barry Manilow. Everyone knows this song, right? 7 days, Craig David. But what if I called my friend Unlucky Gary and just quoted the song lyrics from Craig David's 7 days? How long until he realises that that's what I'm doing? How long into the call? 10 Scott Mills points if you get it right within 10 seconds either way.
This is Unlucky Gary we're talking about. I'm going to go high. I'm going to go 1 minute 45.
Becky says 1 minute 45. Chris?
I'm going to go higher.
Really?
Really?
Well, going higher.
How high?
2.5 minutes.
Ooh. 2 minutes 30. Let's find out.
Ow! What's a kidding?
So here is my friend Unlucky Gary. I called him yesterday and just read 7 days lyrics by Craig David. But how long until he realises?
Hello?
Gary, it's Scott.
Hi, you alright?
How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
What are you doing at work?
Yeah, work today, yeah.
You sound out of breath.
I'm okay.
How was your Easter?
Yeah, it's alright. I ate loads of chocolate and stuff. What about you?
Same.
Yeah, I put on weight, I think.
Oh, I think everyone has. You'll never guess what, right? Happened to me over the weekend.
Yeah.
I was on my way to see my friends.
Yeah.
Who lived a couple of blocks away from me.
Yeah.
So I walked through the subway. It must have been about 3:15.
Okay.
And in front of me stood a beautiful honey with a beautiful body.
Yeah.
She asked me for the time, and I said it cost her a name. A 6-digit number and a date with me tomorrow at 9.
Really? Did she give you her number?
Did she decline? No.
Did she give you her number then?
Didn't she mind? Don't think so.
What time are you meeting her?
Monday.
Yeah.
Took her for a drink on Tuesday.
Yeah.
We were making love by Wednesday.
Yeah.
And on Thursday and Friday and Saturday. And then we chilled on Sunday.
Are you going to see her again, or...?
I met this girl on Monday.
Another one, or the same one?
Took her for a drink on Tuesday. Same one. We were making love by Wednesday. And then on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, and then chilled on Sunday.
Yeah.
Do you not think this is a bit unlike me?
Yeah, really unlike you.
Was it for real? Damn sure. What was the deal? A pretty girl, age 24.
24?
Yeah. So, was she keen? She couldn't wait.
Oh.
Cinnamon Queen, let me update.
Yeah.
What did she say? She said she'd love to rendezvous.
I don't know what you're saying now.
She asked me what we were going to do. So I said we'd start with a bottle of Moët for two. So Monday.
Yeah.
Then took her for a drink on Tuesday.
Yeah.
We were making... What?
How many times have you been out with her now?
We were making love by Wednesday. And then on Thursday and Friday and Saturday. I was knackered. And then we chilled on Sunday. I met this girl on Monday.
Why are you repeating yourself?
I'm just saying on you.
Yeah.
I met this girl on Monday.
Monday, yeah.
Took her for a drink on Tuesday.
This is Craig David's song. Yeah!
My God.
That took me a while.
It did. And the clues are maybe in the fact that it was maybe a girl?
Yeah, exactly.
But there we are. Wow. You got it, though.
Sorry, I'm half asleep.
It's all fine.
Yeah, finally.
Love you, Gary.
Love you, too.
Bye. I think it's harder than you think when you're on the actual phone. What was that noise he made when I said she was 24? It was 2 minutes and 39 seconds. Yes. Chris gets 10 Scott Mills points, and that's today's What's Occurring?
What's Occurring?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Are you ready for today's Becky Raps? She's really stressed about it today.
I'm not happy about today's one.
Why?
Because I practiced it loads and I still can't get it right, and I genuinely didn't think it would be this hard.
Genuine anger going on.
I'm just going to do it. It's going to go wrong. I'm really annoyed.
Don't say that. It might not.
No, but I just feel like I've let everyone down because...
Well, we'll have a go in a minute. Today's Becky's Rap is... It's incredibly hard.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You had your proper concentration face on then.
I did not enjoy that at all.
Are you all right?
Could you tell?
Everyone's saying really you was really good.
I know, but it's really hard, and I just like felt that I knew I couldn't do it when I started, and I think that put me in a bad mood. I hope that didn't come across.
I think I don't think it's so. It did. I don't think it did at all. there we are. Let's know what you think. Awesome, says Rich in Swindon. Becky is brilliant. Nothing to worry about. Darren in Hastings. Mega effort from Lisa in Wrexham.
I like the one that just ends in 169, which goes, I don't like this song now.
Excellent. That was a tough call today.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now, dear Scott, the Posh Radio 4 lady, with your comments and thoughts from your emails this week.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, the one that doesn't speak, and TPLFR4. I saw Tina from S Club today in Costa. Other coffee shops available. And I was so starstruck, I couldn't bring myself to ask her for a photo. Sad smiley.
Oh, you should have. People probably don't do that so much anymore.
I was just too overwhelmed. I really regret it now. Crying smiley. Love, Rose Cranfield. Smiley. 16 years, 8 months. Smiley.
I've never been up to a famous and asked for their photo. And it's something I kind of regret now.
I saw Russell Howard the other day and I thought, oh, I really want to go and say hi and then just get a quick picture on my camera phone, and I chickened out. It's really, like, you've got to have some serious guts to go up to a celebrity and, like, go, hi, can I have my picture taken? I don't think I can do it.
Agreed.
You need a decent chat-up line as well. You know,
you?
Like an opener.
Why do you have to chat them up?
Well, just to make the whole thing less awkward, you've got to, well, use a chat-up line,
like,
probably ideally.
Have you done this before?
10-ton polar bear. That's a good one with celebs, isn't it?
What's that?
It breaks the ice.
Okay, good.
Okay, maybe not.
Next.
Dear Scott, subject, songs of the past couple of months. What are the names of the Flux Pavilion songs that you have played lately? Robert.
Right, is Robert in Flux Pavilion, do you think? Are you just trying to blatantly get your records played, Robert? Are you part of the Flux Pavilion collective? Seriously, we get emails all the time from people going, Scott, can you tell me the song you played four Tuesdays ago at 1:14 p.m. I don't know.
I don't mind those ones so much. It's the ones that go, what's the name of that one you're playing at the moment with the girl on it?
Yeah. So well, that narrows it down.
It's like, well, I really want to help you, but I can't. Be a bit more specific.
Flux Pavilion songs could be any of these. The bass can and kick it. Or... or... that is three songs. I know it sounded like one. There we are. That's the entire Flux Pavilion back catalogue there for you. So it's one of those three. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris and TOTDS. Subject, I know. I am feeling very proud. A few months back, I remember Becky talking about one of her friends who had a female celebrity take him into the toilet, thinking he was getting lucky, only to be shown a massive poo.
Oh, I remember this. What does this person know?
Well, I never said at the time who the famous female celebrity was that had done this. My friend was on a night out, had a few drinks. This famous singer took him into the toilet. He was like, yes, I'm going to get a snog off this celeb. And then actually she just went, oh my God, look at this. Look what's been left in here. And it was just a massive...
well, I know who it is. Oh. Chris Moyles happily told the world that one of his friends had Tulisa from N-Dubs fame take him into the toilet and, well, you can guess the rest. I can only assume that Becky and Moyles share this friend. Feeling very proud of myself right now, maybe I should be your show detective. Love you all and the show. Long-time listener, Amy, 19, Surrey, XX.
That is excellent detective work there, Amy. You've been listening a long time to work out the clues from the various riddles given on air. So it's Tulisa that gets blokes into the loo and goes, look at that one.
But it wasn't from my friend.
What, is someone different?
Yeah.
Is this a habit of female celebrities?
Does this mean there's more than one?
There's another one out there.
Another phantom poo shower.
So yours isn't Tulisa?
No.
But can you say who the other one is?
No.
Can you give us a clue to help us on our mission to find out?
Female singer.
Oh. Just when you think you cracked it as well.
If you're listening to me on the radio, is it digital radio? Because don't forget, when you listen on digital radio, there are loads of other ways you can get your favourite BBC stations too. You can listen on TV.
This is Reggie Yates with the UK's only official chart on BBC Radio 1.
Out here, on your mobile.
This is the only chart the stars want to be number one in.
Or you can even listen on your laptop.
Let's start the chart with five new entries.
So you never have to miss what you love. To find out more, go online and search for BBC Digital Radio.
If you love radio, let it live on digital.
BBC Radio 1. This is BBC Radio 1. Get out my head.
Go on, pigs.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Gareth, one of our listeners on Twitter. He's been listening to our free download, which you can get, by the way, pretty soon after the show. If you weren't up this morning, hello, where were you? We were on from 6:30. But you can get all our best bits on a free download. If you just click on my face when you get to the Radio 1 website and then go Scott Mills Daily, download, and all our best bits will be there. Gareth's been doing that, once again, as a sleeping aid. A lot of people do that. Listen to it just to drift off to sleep. He's been finding it quite fun to listen to our podcast on Plus 2. This is what it sounds like if you do that. I don't know why you would try it, but here's Innuendo Bingo, sped up.
All right, you ready?
Ready. Mm.
Water in mouths, please. You're about to witness the wetness. That's the new slogan.
Just did it to myself, I got it in my eye, brilliant. Okay. I haven't even started yet.
Right, here we go. First one is sent in by Amy in Warwickshire. She was watching China, Triumph and Turmoil on Channel 4, which doesn't sound like a bag of lols, but it was. Ready? Mm.
It's not just Zambia. Not for that matter, just Africa, all over the world. From Angola to Brazil, all the way to Cambodia. You'll encounter Chinese managers, engineers and foremen. Hard at it.
I mean, it does mean you can get through a lot more of the free downloads.
It's really hard to concentrate on, though, isn't it? You have to, like, really listen.
It's making my brain fizz a little bit. on. Oh, my laugh is awful at that speed. It's awful anyway.
That's a good one.
Oh, that's like some horror film. I don't like it.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio